see. Did someone else join? I don't see a new call, but did someone else join? Oh, maybe that's me turning on the recording. Okay, so we are recording. Thanks, everybody, for joining today. Sorry about the reschedule and the time confusion last week. I think I had mentioned it, or I had at least written it in the agenda at the previous meeting that we were going to meet in the afternoon, but I apologize for the miscue. And I guess the first thing I'd like to talk about is I don't think we have anyone in Australia, or we used to have a DCAT member in Hawaii that was sort of helping to, that afternoon time was helpful in accommodating them at least every other meeting. And I don't think that's the case anymore. So I would like to propose that we just hold to a meeting at this time every month, unless someone has, you know, a definitive problem with that on a regular basis. Again, yeah. trying to catch as many people as possible, but also want to make it as convenient for as many members as possible, as opposed to, you know, just purposely inconvenient for no payoff. So
this time is fine by me, typically.
Okay. And then we don't have the confusion of the time, and we'll just set it for this time every month.
Right.
And the only time it would change is when we have the U.S. ahead of everybody in daylight savings. So
sounds good.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Super. Other bits of news. I'm not sure if people have seen the Google Summer of Code and all of the communications and summaries about that going on. There are actually 4 DSpace projects and 4 interns that are going to be working this summer like busy little bees and guided by committers through different projects. Generally speaking, the Google Summer of Code projects are fairly experimental, meaning they typically do not make it into the code base. However, we have had a few examples of some of the work being used eventually and eventually ending up in the DSpace code. So this is, you know, a great opportunity for interns to get involved in the open source process and to expose them to what open source is about. I think I want to highlight one, the submission enhancements in DSpace, because this has the potential of addressing the DS-164, which is the deposit interface for modifying input forms that Jim's been working on. I think this is a really unique opportunity for DCAT and the committers and the Google Summer of Code project to sort of dovetail all together and maybe come out at the other side with something that does end up in the code base eventually and can, you know, make a real impact, as well as, you know, sort of bring us all together in this collaborative way. I'd like to get more into the discussion later when Jim talks about DS-164, but I thought it was worth highlighting that these projects are going on and that we have this chance to sort of get involved a little bit in Google Summer of Code. Tim, do you have anything to add on Google Summer of Code?
No, I would just mention that although projects have been experimental in the past, like in recent years, we've been working to try and make sure that most of the projects end up with something useful in the end. That doesn't necessarily mean that they'll necessarily be committed and be released in 1.8, for example, right away. We're hoping that maybe a couple of these could end up in 1.8, but it's all really dependent on how amazing the student is that we're working with, since the student is the one doing all the coding. But yeah, it's just worth mentioning, like Ballad said, that they're not guaranteed to necessarily result in something amazing. It all depends on the student. But in recent years, we've had much better luck in finding great students who are really excited and helping move the platform forward. So.
And repeat, I think the one that was actually committed was a repeat student, right? They did 2 summers in a row.
Correct. Yeah, and we have actually two repeat students this year. Two of the four are repeat students. So
is the one working on submission enhancements happen to be a new one or a?
That's repeat? Actually a repeat student. Yeah.
Good.
That sounds like good news. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yep.
Super. Okay. Any other comments from Robin or anybody else on Google Summer of Code?
Not really, to be honest.
Okay. Okay, moving along. I've included the link to the DSpace 1.8 release notes. I think everything is, you know, as we've previously discussed in terms of when that's scheduled or anticipated to be out in October. So, and of course, Robin is the release manager on that. So it's great to have you on the call, Robin. So you can see that reference if you have any questions about some of the plans of what's going to be in. Also wanted to mention that DuraSpace has officially launched its 2011 sponsorship campaign. And you can see the write-up and the references in the link there. And basically the sponsorship campaign, as many of you are aware, is aimed at getting support from the institutions that use DSpace or Fedora in support of our nonprofit organization. As a nonprofit in the U.S., we actually have to be have some of our funding come from people outside of our organization. Contributions come outside of our organization, and it's also the sponsorship campaign is also just a part of our. The word's escaping me now. I want to say longevity, but that's the wrong word. But it's a part of how we're going to maintain our organization in the future. So if you haven't received a letter from us, a packet really, with all the sponsorship materials, you will be. I don't know, Robin, that I sent one to you or Kieran, but I think I sent one to everybody else, and all materials are online, of course. So if you can encourage your institution, specifically your library directors or, you know, the folks that hold the purse strings in your organization to contribute financially to our organization, that would be fantastic. We have a bigger goal this year than last, and a lot of support from our board of directors. So we're anticipating hoping reaching our goal. Let's see, we also have lots of infrastructure going on. We have new websites. There is now an official DuraCloud website, and you can go in there. It actually, I think, does a really beautiful job at describing what DuraCloud is, describing the problems that DuraCloud solves, and showing you how it can help you and how to get started. They are also going to be offering, or DuraSpace is also going to be offering, for our managed service, they're going to be offering a free DuraCloud trial account starting in June. So if you would like, you can sign up on the website to participate in those trial accounts. Both DuraCloud and the new DuraSpace website, which you may or may not notice that DuraSpace, you know, depending on how often you visit DuraSpace, potentially not many of you visit DuraSpace that often, but it doesn't, probably DuraSpace.org doesn't look that different, but the main difference is that it is now based on Island Dora, which is a system that uses Fedora as a repository and a Drupal content management system on top. So it's actually really nice and easy and accessible for, you know, non-developers to sort of get in and change content. And it also has the underlying storage of and power of Fedora. So cool upgrades basically on our infrastructure and of course, an official DuraCloud presence, which I think is great news. Let's see. We've been busily planning in the background for open repositories coming up in June. I did want to reiterate that there is a DSpace committer meeting on Monday, June 6th and all DCAT is invited to attend that meeting, invited and encouraged to attend. There'll also be an informal cocktail hour after that, and you can click on the wiki page to RSVP so we can anticipate you being there with bated breath. Tim, do you have anything to add on the committer meeting?
No, I just encourage everybody to attend if you can. It'll be most of the day, so if you can't get there early in the morning, that's fine. You can always join us later on. And I'm definitely trying to I'm still working on the agenda, so if there's any ideas from DCAT in terms of the agenda, that would be wonderful. I'm thinking of some sort of brainstorming activity that can get both DCAT and committers interacting a little bit more. So, but more information on that forthcoming.
I will put that in as a note, and a link to the agenda. I think it's that same link though, right? But I'll just
It's all on that same page.
Okay.
Both the sign up and the general agenda at this point in time, but a more formalized agenda will be coming out in the coming weeks.
Great. Okay.
Maybe a very small practical remark is that apparently the conference hotel is already out of rooms for the nights of the 5th and the 6th. So I tried to reserve, but we're on the waiting list for the 5th and the 6th. So maybe if you want to attend and stay at the conference hotel, better get on that waiting list as soon as possible.
Wow. Yeah, I actually, for the first couple nights too, it's not, the conference hotel isn't available, and I can't remember. I did a lot of research last week on which one to stay at. So, and I didn't use one of the ones that were recommended. So there are other hotels, and they're relatively close, I would say within 15 to 20 minutes walking distance. So,
right.
It's just incredibly convenient to stay in the same hotel that the meetings are in. And the committer meeting too is not in the same place. Just to note for those who weren't aware, the committer meeting is not in the same location as the rest of the conference. It's actually on the UT campus, or the University of Texas. I don't know if they use the abbreviation UT, but University of Texas campus, in their, if memory serves, they're somewhere in their library or one of their libraries.
Yes, it's in one of their libraries. And I think it's the same place that a lot of the workshops are being held.
Okay.
Which is also separate from the conference center.
Which is good. So if you wanted to cross between, you know, well, I guess the workshops are on Tuesday, right?
Right. So the workshops are on the Tuesday.
I guess the other thing to note is, I think the message went out from Holly a few weeks ago that the DSpace meeting is indeed going to be, DSpace user group meeting is indeed going to be held on Saturday. So it's going to start on Friday, kind of mid morning, and it's going to continue through Saturday till about noon. So if that's a factor in your travel plans, if you haven't already made them. Let's see. The other bit of news is we've been talking about the DSpace user group meeting at OAI 7 that Brahm has been busy preparing. And it looked like, based on the last glance, that the agenda is chock full of good, informative presentations. Brahm, you want to say anything more about it?
Yes, definitely. I was very happy to see that Rob Tansley from Google and one of the original creators of DSpace confirmed to give some insights on search engine optimization for DSpace as part of the first session. And the thing that is currently still a bit empty or that we have to figure out is the session on DSpace 1.8. But as we are contributing some stuff as well, it's quite possible, because we're with three of Admire attending, that we could present this ourselves. But if anyone is involved in 1.8 development or contributing stuff, it's definitely possible to have another 10 or 20 minute slot within that session. And currently we're at 43 registrations of 50 seats in total. And when we reach 50, I'm going to try to see whether we can do some kind of a social program in the evening, maybe book some restaurants, because some people have sent me emails to ask if there's anything going on after 5 p.m.
Hi, Brahm. It's Robin here. So I've committed to doing a presentation on 1.8 at OR. So anything I have, anything I put together, I'll quite happily hand on to you and sort of go over with yourself or whoever else, because I don't think I'll be able to make it to OAI. So I'd quite happily do that, you know, so you could, if you wanted to, make reuse of that material in any way that you saw useful or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. If we have some slides to work with, and I was
since
a lot of stuff will still develop in the coming weeks, I really kept it empty at the moment because it will really depend on what will be presented at OR and just taking the best bits and pieces there to present in Geneva.
I do hope.
Okay.
Great. All right. Any other news that anyone wants to add? Anything, any interesting things happening?
And well, we have a project with the United Nations that launched this week, repository.uneca.org, and they're putting up all of the of their Economic Commission for Africa publications in there, and I think they have about 14,000 records now. So it's been a project where we worked on more than a year and a half now, so we're glad that it's launched this week.
UNECA?
Yes, the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa.
All right. Okay, pressing on. I thought what we could do is first talk about a new issue that we'd like to start a discussion forum on and hold a discussion on in the DCAT discussion, the DCAT Wiki discussion forum. And Bram has bravely said that as one of the newbie DCAT members, he would jump in and be a discussion, the first newbie discussion leader for DS560, which is originally was a news configuration request, a request for the ability to configure your news. But Bram has some twists, so I'll let you talk about it, Bram, and then we can just have maybe a brief discussion on it, and then just direct everyone for their comments, to record their comments in the DCAT discussion forum on the wiki so we can document them.
Okay, so definitely the idea would be to have this week an asynchronous discussion where everyone has time to read up the page and put some input there. But the basic origin of the Jira ticket was actually that the XML user interface is a step back compared to the GSP user interface in terms of editing the news on the front page. So instead of having a web UI where an administrator could change the news in the XML UI, you would have to configure that in not even in HTML, but in DRI and do it on a file on the server instead of having a web UI. So the most lightweight approach to this issue is just a very simple fix to ensure that an XML UI administrator has some web UI tools to update the news. So that would be the very least. But as the discussion was going along in Jira, people were actually saying, well, we want a more flexible front page. Then I just went to some customized DSpaces and to some other repository systems to see, to identify what should be on the front page and whatnot. So the kind of outcome that I'm hoping on is that we could identify as DCAT a few functional elements that should be on the front page, whether that is a news box or whether that is maybe some basic statistics or the whole list of communities and collections, whatever the basic number of building blocks that should be on the front page. And then maybe some optional elements together also with, okay, which of these elements should be configurable in the web user interface. It's clear that we should have a lightweight solution to enable a developer to jump in there and say, okay, well, we'll do 1 or 2 hours of work and just fix it for you. But maybe we could also outline a vision maybe for 1.8 or for a later version to see where we want to move with the DSpace front page, especially because because I talk to a lot of people who are scoping DSpace against eprints and against digital commons, is that still DSpace kind of loses against digital commons in front page look or in front page functionality. So I think we could do something to make DSpace more kind of state of the art in terms of the front page. So I don't know, does anyone have any immediate questions about the goals or the objectives of this discussion? Okay, so I hear a silence. So I would just invite everyone to take a look at the page that I compiled on the wiki. Record your answers there, and then I hope that in a week that I can make kind of a summary of the discussion that was going on and try to see how we can move forward.
So Bram, just so we get exposure to everyone too that wasn't on the call, can you just once you have a chance, just send around that link and just formally announce that we're having a week-long discussion and here's the link to the discussion forum. And
yes, I will send it out. I can just email to the group, right?
The Google group.
I will send out an email right after the call to start the discussion.
Great. Okay. I'd like to hold on to anyone else who's bringing an issue for the time being, because I want to get through an update, or at least as best of update as we have, because I know neither Sarah or Ellen are here today. But if we can go through the previously reviewed items and then come back to the anyone who has anyone who wants to start a new issue or selected a new issue. So to start with, on DS587, the Tombstone issue, I think the way this I've noted where this stands currently, which is the last I read in the JIRA notes, Richard Rogers and Peter Dietz are going to review the patch that was submitted by University of Michigan, Jose Blanco, and that Jose is also going to be working on an XML UI version of the patch, and he, I guess, it was going to require some help, and I think that those same committers were also going to give him some guidance on creating the XML version. Jim, since I know this is close to your heart, do you know of anything else?
The only thing I can tell you is that Jose is indeed going to look at the XML again, but he hasn't been able to, and we just lost him for a week for a family emergency, so nothing is going to happen until probably 2 weeks from now at the soonest on his end. I don't know that that affects what Richard and Peter would do anyway. In fact,
right.
It might the timing might be just fine because they could come back and say, okay,
right,
this part looks good, this part needs tweaking even before we go to the XML version and implement it there. But everything else seems to be on track.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
Okay. And Tim, I assume the most up-to-date information is in the JIRA, and there's no are you aware of anything else with it, Tim or Robin, I guess?
No, I'm not aware of anything else since our last review. And I know Peter and Richard both said that they were going to take a look at the patch, but I don't know whether they've looked at it or not. So we might need to follow up with one or both of them.
Okay. Is that better done by Jim? I'm sorry, by Sarah or by you, Tim? What do you think the best?
I'd prefer eventually if we could get me out of the loop all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I don't want to have to be the in-between at all times. But I'm fine with kind of following up this particular time. It doesn't matter to me, really.
I just got a message from Sarah that she couldn't attend, but that she was indeed tracking this. Hang on.
Oh, okay. Well, if she's tracking it, then I'll let her do it.
Hang on. Here it is. I didn't get this on my calendar in time. No, I'm mistaken. She believes that Jose and Tim are resolving the Tombstone issue. Okay, so That's a little bit different than what I had initially quickly glanced at. Following up with Sir again.
Yeah, I can ping Peter and Richard about it today or tomorrow just to see if they've had a chance to look at things. I assume it's still on their radar. I just know they're both extremely busy. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the last discussion was mid-April that they had, but that, you know, that was only, what, 3 weeks ago, so.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. I know that Robin might be able to speak very well to DS638. Can I put you on the spot, Robin?
You can. I'll just look it up. Remind myself.
Because I know there were several things that you had noted. You had committed kind of peripheral patches for and
DS630, you said. Is that right?
Yeah, 638.
638. Which one is that?
There's a link. Sorry. Yeah, there should be a link. If you click on the agenda after DS638, the JIRA, it should take you right to the JIRA.
Oh, here, I've got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I've modified the patch, which was originally supplied, to be in line with the curation framework to do the virus checking. And I'm just waiting on a couple of other developers just giving it a once-over. Once I hear back from them, I'll commit that. The second half of it would be the file format checking. I haven't done anything for that yet. I was kind of hoping that I believe Richard Rogers may have been developing code to do that, in which case I could reuse that. If not, I would still kind of personally commit to getting that done for 1.8, although I haven't done anything about it yet. So it's moving on is
okay.
The best description. Is that okay?
Almost halfway done.
Almost halfway done.
Great. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Great, thank you. All right. Now I'd like to tackle the DS-164, which intersects with our Google Summer of Code project. And I think, I don't know, Jim, if I have it represented well there or not, or if you want to speak to it. I've tried to create a summary of what we wanted to talk about and how we want to move forward on this one. Do you want to speak to it?
It looks pretty good to me. Let me get over to the discussion forum and see where things were left. We've got flowcharts, we've got discussion. Where we left it last actually was, I think, with me needing and wanting to do a little bit more, and I shared with Valerie only, a brief description and some very skeletal requirements that might address this issue. And that's something that I could share with everybody else here too, but I wanted to get Valerie's feedback briefly before doing so. If it seems reasonable, and like I said, it's really really sketchy, but if it seems reasonable as a starting point for a discussion with the Google Summer of Code folks, then what Valerie and I were talking about doing was sharing those requirements, and along with one or two other people from this group, committing to acting as active consultants over the summer as Mark and Scott and the student work on this and see if what they come up with can address most of the needs as expressed in the JIRA ticket and as discussed so far. Because there has been a fair amount, I would say, of discussion on what we would need to do. Does that sound like an accurate summation of where you think we are, Valerie, Tim, anybody?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a great idea, personally.
Yeah,
I think it'd be really good to have a other input than just the developers into that particular issue.
And I agree with you, but yeah, I agree with Robin, and I know Robin had already sent Mark Diggory an email talking about this sort of overlap here. So hopefully we can ping Mark and Scott a little bit more and see if they're willing to work together with folks from DCAD a little bit, or at least keep them in touch so that they can get some more requirements from DCAT as they go.
So, so Tim and Jim, do you think the most logical step then is to identify a couple DCAT members along with Jim that will, you know, put together some requirements? And certainly I think it should be an open discussion amongst all of DCAT, but, you know, to have, you know, two or three people kind of do a little, you know, a concerted effort to put together a list of requirements or a list of, you know, of functionality that they'd like to see. And then, you know, send that Mark Diggory and Scott Phillips way, or have a conversation about it. And then also, you know, ask them how or what kind of role they think DCAT could be helpful in playing in this project. Does that make the most sense, Tim?
Yeah. So this is obviously, this is a new idea altogether. So we'll probably have to, you know, make small steps here and figure out how best to do things. But yeah, that seems like a good place to start. I think it would be worthwhile. Right now, the Google Summer Code projects are all in planning phase. So there's no development until around May 23rd or 24th is when the students start programming. So up until then, it's all entirely planning. So any planning that DCAT has already done, or any requirements that have already been sort of gathered, would be great to get in the hands of Mark and Scott early on while they're working with the student to plan out the project. And then after that, I think it would be good to see if we can find ways to keep the conversation going throughout the summer, because I know as these student projects move on, there's often areas where they want to get more feedback from the community. And at times it can be difficult to get, other times it's relatively easy. It just depends on the project. But this seems like an area where hopefully throughout the summer we can really keep reporting back to DCAT in some way to get more feedback on the direction things are going in. And there's a couple routes we could do that with. We could either try and have one of those project members attend the DCAT meetings here, or I could talk on behalf of Mark and Scott if I get questions from them, essentially. Another route is that we actually do have a publicly available, anybody can join mailing list for the Google Summer of Code projects. So it's a Duraspace-GSOC mailing list, which anyone can join to kind of follow along with what's going on with the Google Summer of Code projects. And that'll be a route of getting feedback from the community that we're using for all of our projects this year.
Yeah, I would think that's a basic. I was going to, as you were talking, Tim, I was thinking, well, it would make a lot of sense for the, I don't know what we're going to call them, but the sub team within DCAT, I'll call them the DCAT consultants.
Sure.
So those two or three people or whatever that are going to, you know, be most closely working on this particular project, that they just sign up for the mailing list. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of it will be technically dense, but
yeah, at times it may be, but
you could stay apprised of what's happening and, you know, how active, certainly how active, or how many questions, if any, are being asked or discussed about the submission, project, item submission project.
Yep. Makes sense.
Okay. Is anyone on the call interested in working with Jim as one of our DCAT consultants on this Google Summer of Code project? Okay. Well, I'll put out the call.
So this will be all features that I want and only I want.
Well, the committers will already be kind of giving feedback to the project.
I know.
So we'll be there as well.
Rats. Still not king of the universe.
Well, Jim, obviously I'd like to stay involved just because, you know, I think this is a really great opportunity for us. So I'd like to stay involved, but I have to.
Oh, yes,
to
please.
I have to admit that I have very little to offer because I do not function nor am I involved in any specific repository. So my ability to contribute to the discussion is very limited. My ability to, you know, help see the pathway of next steps is, you know, is okay, but I don't know that it's dramatically better than anyone else. But I can contribute in some way at trying to make connections and encourage collaboration. How's that?
I think that's great. And I actually wouldn't sell yourself too short on this in the sense that you are not actively working with a specific installation right now anyway. You are an excellent simulation of a new repository manager.
That would be very true. Okay. We'll put a call out, Jim, to the rest of the list. And I certainly think that this is something we could have, you know, asynchronous. We could certainly have, I think we have a person in Africa and a couple of people in Asia, you know, that are on DCAT that we could have them contribute. They may have very good contributions, but looking for a way in, and this could be a good way for them to get involved in a pretty great opportunity, I think, for us to work and collaborate.
And what I think this tells me is the time is probably right for me to share that, like I said, really skeletal requirements list that I showed you a couple weeks ago.
Yep, I would say
and
so.
And I'll share that with the list. In fact, maybe I'll resend that to you so you can attach that to the call for additional participants. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, you're going to send it to me and I'm going to add it. I got it.
Is that okay? Or I can do it?
Yep. Nope. Oh, I'm going to make it a part of my report out on the notes. So yeah, definitely send it to me and I'll include it in the notes or in the message that goes out with the meeting notes.
Terrific. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it on previous items, I believe. Does anyone have any further comments on any of those previous items? Okay. Going back now to new issues, do any of the other DCAT folks on the call have any of you selected a issue that you would like to tackle, that you would like to be the discussion leader on? I know, Ema, you had a bunch.
Yeah.
A whole laundry list.
I think, yeah, I mean, I spoke with Elise and the IEOcean Deep Space teams, and they were very enthusiastic. So they prepared this long list of issues. But I think that's the most proper way of doing that is that we have to select now two or three, because we are quite, we are more than 10 people, so I think that we can manage two or three. And then to tell you exactly the tickets that we would like to see into more details. I can tell you something before, I mean, by next week or something like that. And
okay.
Then I can prepare something for Austin in case that we are going to discuss this kind of things there.
Okay. Well, just... I think the next step after you narrow down your selections is just to get yourself on the discussion schedule. There is, I don't think I have a link in this version of the notes, but I will certainly put it in my message out on the report of this meeting. I'll put a link. So there's a schedule about when you're going to have your discussion, what week you're going to have your discussion. So just get yourself on that schedule. And we'll just adhere to that schedule and we'll roll forward. Clearly the next week or so is going to be busy with Jim's issue kind of kicking up into high gear and as well as Brahm's discussion. In fact, I wonder, Brahm, can we hold off on yours a week since the Google Summer of Code one is a bit more time critical, trying to get some of this information, some of the requirements written before May 23rd. Do you mind if we hold off on your discussion until next week?
Or okay. I can send out the mail and just say that it's open a week longer so that we keep it open until the 24th of May before I compile any results or.
Okay. Either way, whatever your preference.
Yeah.
I don't want to inundate, you know, I know everyone's a volunteer and they actually have work that they were paid to do that they need to do. So, and just trying to be sensitive to people's availability and time that they have to you know, make comments and give feedback. You know, I know it's not that time consuming, but I want to be respectful and not just sort of avalanche people. Okay, so if you Ema, once you get yourself on the schedule and narrow your selections down, we can just roll through and continue on with the process. And we'll, of course, check in on our monthly meetings to see how things are working for everybody. And I think I've mentioned this before, and Tim mentioned it earlier in reference to the Google Summer of Code. A lot of this is a total experiment. We're figuring out how things work best as we go. So always open to feedback if things, you know, seem not simple enough, or just, you know, we need to tweak the process. Please let me know, and we'll figure out a better way to do things. But the whole point is that we can attempt to have these discussions outside of the meeting and not have all of our activity rely on the meeting, because otherwise we'll have a hard time moving things forward. But I think there's clear evidence and certainly a lot of support from Robin and the other committers. Since there's been movement on some of the items we've selected, a lot of movement on the items we've already selected, that this is a real opportunity for us to have an impact for the community. So, okay, so enough of my tangent there. All right. Kieran, had you decided or selected any issue you're still in the process of reviewing which item you'd like to pick?
Yeah, there's one that does look like a good candidate for us. I think it's DS832. It's the stats add-on. It's submitted from the guys at the University of Mino. It's one that they've recently updated their add-on to support. I think it's 1.6, and the change in how events are fired and so on within DSpace. So that's one that we'd be interested in leading a discussion on.
Okay.
Okay, I'd maybe comment on that, if that's okay. I was going to speak to Tim, actually, so since I've got him on here. The Mino guys have contributed 3 or 4 big patches. That one, another one about extending OAI. And I was going to try and contact somebody there, possibly Eloy Rodriguez, just to find out what their kind of aspirations were, whether they just see Jira as a place where they can put these things to make them available, or whether their ambition is to have them actually housed in some way within the DSpace project. I'm not quite sure at the moment, because looking at the patches they've contributed, they're really well developed and quite large scale. So that was as far as I got with my thinking at the moment.
Yeah, I can mention a little bit. I did have a conversation with a couple of the folks at Open Repositories last year, actually, around the fact that they wanted to try and give more of this code back to the community. And my understanding was that they wanted it to become an option to come out of the box with DSpace. Right. And I encouraged them. Since then, I've been encouraging them to post their patches up into Jira and post their code there, so that we can get it reviewed. And then, yeah, it was great to see they posted it up there. And I've been trying to get time to review it myself or find somebody else to review it, but I just haven't had any luck so far. So it'd be great to try and push these forward.
Okay, I've had a little look then. I'll maybe email you with a couple of comments just to see what you think. So just getting back to the original question then. I think it'd be great if we could certainly encourage them. And like I say, the stuff I've looked at is looks great. So I see no reason why we can't at least start pushing that forward.
And in your mind, Robin, is it a matter of reviewing this pretty big patch? Or
yes, the part of it relates to discussions that have been ongoing about how we package DSpace and what gets packaged with DSpace, what comes as, for lack of a better description, core DSpace, and what might come as a kind of a selectable add-on. And those discussions are still ongoing. So depending upon how they kind of pan out, we'd need to see in what way these sort of contributions from them could be incorporated. So it's kind of work in progress at the moment a little bit. Does that answer the question, or is that a little bit waffly?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think so. There's a bigger issue than just reviewing the code, but obviously, even if regardless of your decision, and that decision will take some time to sort out, but also you all, the committers, have to review the code, even if it, no matter what category it goes in, add-on.
That's very true.
That's
very true. Okay. I kind of volunteered to look at one of them in particular, and I'm already familiar with the stats one actually, and I was looking at another one, and I'd quite happily go back to them with some suggestions. It's not about the quality of the code, but just about how best to kind of package them in order for them to be housed under the DSpace umbrella. So I think there'll be an ongoing discussion in a number of involving a number of parties, them plus other developers plus the DCAT group as well, by the sound of things. So I think we'll just kind of have to watch it evolve, but as long as it's keeping moving in some direction, then that's the main thing, I think.
So is it helpful? Is it helpful to have, you know, a DCAT member like Kieran sort of prompt those discussions, or to be making inquiries, or is that?
Well, there's certainly no reason. I don't think why I couldn't. If I had a couple of things that I wanted to email Tim about with regards to them, I could certainly copy Kieran in, and that way he's party to any discussions, and we can just kind of take it from there. How does that sound?
Great.
I think that would be useful. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay, well, I can do that. And if you feel, Kieran, that, well, this is of no interest to you or whatever, or you want to duck out and come back in later, then so be it. You know, that's fine. We just sort of see how it evolves.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think we would definitely, from the Innovation Solutions perspective, would be interested in being involved in it. We did have a discussion with Eloy there a couple of weeks ago, and just
all
going
right
back to the point about what their future vision is, I think they would be very keen to get these contributions into
right
core. How it fits in terms of packaging, I think I've seen those discussions ongoing on the mailing list. I think it definitely fits in with that discussion. So,
yeah.
From our perspective, I think the patches for the JSP UI only, so we could potentially help out in terms of doing the XML UI part of that work.
Great.
If that would be useful. So certainly happy to keep in the loop on that anyway. So.
Okay. Well, I kind of had an interest in it, so I'll start emails going, if you like, and we can see how it develops.
Great. Okay.
And the other thing I would mention around the statistics stuff, at least, would be it would be wonderful if this does go forward with DCAT kind of voting on it in some way, shape, or form. Because I think one of the things we've had trouble with, speaking from the committer standpoint, is that because we haven't figured out a way to repackage these things like Robin was talking about, currently this statistics add-on kind of competes against the other statistics add-on. And we'd love to be able to offer the option of both, but we need to make sure there's enough interest in the community for both, if that makes sense. So it'd be very nice to be able to see if there is, if we can find more interest around. It sounds like we're already gathering some interest, which is wonderful. But I think there's definitely a place for both, and I'd love to be able to offer both as options. But that's kind of the reason why they haven't gone forward as quickly as they may have.
So is it, Tim, would it be most useful to have the DCAT vote on having both available, or is it just on the merits of the Minho version?
I think either way is fine. I mean, honestly, if they see merits in the Minho version, that's enough to let us push forward that we need to make sure that we're also making the Minho version available to kind of add in easily. So I think that in itself would have perfect merits. I think we just, it's
okay.
Useful in my mind that if there's that there's something we can point to and say, you know, if committers come back to either Robin or I and say, well, we already have statistics, why do we need another one? Well, we can point then to DCAT and say, well, look, DCAT feels this particular statistics add-on is important, and therefore we feel, you know, we want to make this available in some way, shape, or form.
So Kieran, what might be helpful in the wiki discussion forum when you lay out this issue, if you draw some differences, some contrast between, if you can, I don't know if you can, but if we have a bit of contrast of what this has that maybe the existing stats package doesn't, or what, you know, or maybe, you know, point to an example of what this looks, maybe at Minho, you know, just reference something that helps people envision whether or not this appears to have the things that they want. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying pitting one against the other. I'm just saying, you know, to have sort of a clear picture, a clear understanding of what the advantages of the Minho one versus the existing one.
One of the things there is, without making arguments for either package, is that the Minho stats have been around for a number of years now, and for a number of places, it was their first option. And stats being stats, it's quite contentious or difficult to change track at some point. So a lot of people are committed, or sorry, not a lot of people, some people are committed to this package, no matter how it compares with the other one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's probably worth pointing out as well, is that it's kind of a backwards compatibility issue as well for some people, that they really want to be able to move forward to new versions of DSpace, but they want to use this stats engine that they've been using.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's a really useful discussion. Thank you. I really appreciate Tim and Robin, you both being on the call. It really, really helps to bring everything together. So, okay. Anything else? I think that's the end of those are the only other people that I believe are on the call. Was there anyone else that joined the call that I wasn't aware of? Okay. Anything else that anyone wants to throw out there that may be a total non sequitur of anything that was on the agenda?
Yeah, I had a question. I'm looking to unite or to find everyone who's currently kind of using or experimenting with the Mirage and the Discovery features. I've seen a few live installs, but probably there are also some with people that are still kind of experimenting. So I will compile kind of a list of people and of installations that I already have. And if you guys know of any other people, it would be great if you could fill this list, because Kevin van der Velde is doing some enhancements and bug fixes for Discovery for 1.8. And he's really very kind of keen on this feature because it was somewhat his child. So whatever comment or you give him, he absolutely does everything he can do to improve it. So I just try to get as much input as possible.
Hey, Bram, this is something I assume we could, well, I know we can easily add to the registry in terms of when, you know, when people register new or when, you know, I know that doesn't really help in discovering, you know, immediately, but I can certainly add this as one of the integrations or, you know, sort of features that people use in DSpace. Would that be useful to have it added, Mirage added?
Right, absolutely. So if they could be listed there as a feature or an add-on, but is it still that people are not able to edit their own record in that list? So my opinion or my feeling was when I was going over the list that a lot of the stuff there is a little bit outdated or...
I mean, it's whatever the last time they gave us their information. They can edit. They can edit it, but it actually has to be done manually. So they send in a request for their edits, and then we have to actually do it manually.
All right.
So it is possible. It's just, you know, we also have now 1,000 instances, and it's easy for it to get out of date. So, in addition to Mirage, is DSpace Discovery worth having on that list?
They are two different kind of packages or features, so I think they would both be useful. Plus, they are part of DSpace 1.7, but they are not enabled by default. So people who are using them have really enabled them intentionally. So that's kind of an interesting angle.
Okay. Well, if it makes sense to you for me to add them and it would be useful in the future, I can have them added to the registry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I will do so. Anything else? All right. Thank you so much, everyone. I will publish the notes and the recording for everyone who couldn't attend. And we'll talk to you next month's meeting, because of OR, is scheduled for June 14th. So it'll be the week after OR. Actually, when is OAI? Is that intersecting with OAI?
No, it starts the 21st of June.
Okay.
So we're okay.
All right. Good. All right. So it'll be on Tuesday, June 14th at this time. Great.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.